What's up, weebs? They wouldn't stop claiming our theme song, so we have a new one.
Raw.
Welcome to Weeboots, the only contemporary anime review podcast from Gigaboots.com. I am your host, Anime Dan May, and with me is Bob.
Hey, guys.
From Gigaboots. KZ from KZExcellent.com.
I love trash.
Mr. Feel from Mr. Feel's Wild Ride.
So do I. This doesn't rise to that level.
And Dr. Agro from...
I think this one's my fault, and I'm really, really sorry.
I know this one.
It's cool. It's cool. I never would have expected this.
Just so you know, if you weren't on this episode, Agro, I'm sure it would be a lot more venomous toward you.
Joy of this episode is we hunt down Agro.
Sound of me running through the woods. You just hear bushes and branches getting pushed aside.
You know, I'm sure it was fine. I definitely wasn't scared when Phil said, we're doing this episode, right? Because I would have committed a crime if I did this for nothing.
I actually pulled up the Discord to like double check, like, wait, were we all kidding or is that what we're doing? When I saw...
God. You rolled a net 20.
It's not often that we get to cover anime in a very timely fashion. Glad we could do it for World's End Harem.
Woo! I love garbage. Like, like here's the thing. I love anime that's like, that has the energy of like, this is a TV show in Shadowrun. And all it does is mash all your pleasure centers so you don't act up and the police don't have to kill you. Like I love Jobless Reincarnation. I love that time I reincarnated as a slime. So it's like, this has harem in the name, and some of these episodes say uncensored. I bet this will be delightful. And then it's just like bleeding immediately. The acid on my face.
Yeah, this is not glorious trash. This is that other thing. This is that Queen's Blade shit. This is
yes! that.
There's
no,
something I, almost
Queen's Blade is better than this.
Oh no, yes. It definitely is. But there's something mean spirited in how this is made. Like, this is someone rubbing your face in the dirt and going, "This is what you like, isn't
and
it?"
I'm like, no.
Yeah, take this self super seriously in a real bad way.
Very stupid.
We should get to what the anime is about, though.
Oh, good.
You know what? I'll toss it to Dr. Agro. Dr. Agro, what is the premise of World's End Harem?
World's End Harem is a retelling of the timeless story of a boy coming down with what they're calling cellular sclerosis.
Yes.
In his perfect technologically advanced future, going into cold sleep until the AIs cure his, like, they have a timeline that the AIs that are working on curing that disease will have it done in about 4 or 5 years. So they put him into cold sleep so they can pull him back out by the time that's done. And while he's under, a mysterious virus, possibly created by Ed Boon, kills every man in the world not in cold sleep. And then he gets out and parallel paradise rules apply. And every woman who sees him immediately starts frothing at the mouth and other places, goes insane murder rampage, and tries to ride his dick.
Yes.
You see, this makes perfect sense, because now that almost every man is dead, all knowledge is gone.
Oh yeah.
All technology
pretty much immediately
is gone. Which every time they said that, I saw Dan go, no.
Like, AIs are running their society. AIs are doing all the medicine. Like, they have these super powerful computers. Oh, but all the men are gone. We don't know how to run any of that shit.
It's bad. I'll choose to believe this is an insightful commentary about how even in 2022, men... Fuck off. I can't even...
I feel like we were in the exact same place, Dan, when they explained that the MK virus,
yeah,
the male killer virus,
yeah,
when they're like, while you were asleep, a virus came in, and it immediately knocked people out. It's like 3 days is how long it takes once you get it. And both of you and me are like,
when was this written?
Yeah, I was like, this is based on a manga, right?
And it was 2016. I was like, thank God.
Yeah, it's pretty old.
I think my tipping point happened somewhere in episode 2 when the main character...
Oh, that's late.
Oh, no, this was just when I was fully just livid. contempt. Filled with contempt. So the premise is he comes back and now he needs to breed with women. Otherwise, humanity's doomed. There are 5 of them who are resistant to the MK virus, but they don't know how resistant, so they're not going to let them wander around all willy-nilly, so they keep them inside of this facility. Main character man, though, really misses a childhood friend, love interest. So he calmly explains to them, I'm going to hold out on fucking a bunch of women until I can find my childhood friend. They're like, okay, but we'll have sexy temptresses challenge you and you'll have to resist it. And the character's like, okay, and that's episode 1. Then we get to episode 2 where he goes, I will simply have a press conference announcing where I am and that I will solve this virus. And I go, Bob, have you ever thought that your functioning brain may be holding you back as an artist?
I'm a 18-year-old med student.
I hate this protagonist. Like, first of all, like, there is no character archetype that I despise more than the harem protagonist who won't fuck regardless of the circumstances. I hate the harem protagonist where it's like, guy, like, I don't mind harem series, but I should look at the protagonist and be like, yeah, it makes sense that somebody wants to fuck him. Like, right? Like Ranma has drip.
Fact. Like there are 3 types of harem protagonists who don't get laid. Like the original prototype, Wataru, who is DTF all day, and just can't seal the deal. Mm-hmm. There is the type 2, like Tenchi Muyo, where if he tried it, he'd be murdered.
Right. There's 2.
And then there's this new, more modern type 3 who has this really bizarre puritanical fucking chastity thing going on.
It's not modern because it started with Oh My Goddess in like the 80s.
I mean, Keiichi was just kind of a punk. Like he wasn't like, no, I must abstain from sex. He was just a giant fucking dweeb.
But he was the model for all of them. Like him, the fucking loser in Love Hina. At least, I forget who's the author of Love Hina, and then Nagima.
Ken Akamatsu.
Yeah, Akamatsu. Ken Akamatsu. At least he was just like, I'll just make my next protagonist 12, so it makes sense that he's not constantly trying to get his dick wet.
Right, yeah, you are right about that pedigree. That super passivity turned, it morphed into this.
I hate it. I hate it so... I'm gonna be cruel. If you project on characters like this, die.
Oh, shit. Well, we need to talk about the UW, which stands for United Women, or the agency that seemingly has control of the world, but doesn't because communication outside of Japan
is... But
they can't get along! Yeah. God. Yeah. There's so many layers to this thing.
This is the most misogynistic thing I've watched, at least in the past month.
You know, it's nice. It's quaint looking back on Infamous 2 now.
Yes. Oh, man.
From the perspective of having watched this.
So, this is like misogynistic in a way that benefits no one.
Yeah, it's just really stupid misogynistic sci-fi that you would expect from a novel here 20 years ago.
It's not even like we're misogynistic because we're objectifying these women for the male characters. You know, pleasure. It's literally just like society fell apart because women be shopping.
Yeah, it's basically watching this is the experience of watching somebody who is incredibly stupid say some hateful things at random as they blame something, some type of person they don't like for random ills of the world. And they just say that as though it's a matter of fact. They're like, so all the men are gone, so, you know, nothing but shopping. Anyway, and then as they move on with their brilliant script, you just have to sit there and be like, why am I dealing with this? Why am I ingesting this? How has this been running for over 5 years in manga format?
Like, so all of this happens in episodes 1 and 2, which in the midst of episodes 1 and 2, there is this amazing bright spot of number one.
Yes.
The first guy they woke
Thank,
up. Who's
make
just
it
like,
about him.
Life is amazing. I fuck all day. Everybody's into it. Why are you today, being such a dipshit?
Today I get to fuck this actress I really like. This rule.
I was watching your movie 5 minutes ago, and now it's popping off.
You know, I was really for that guy until she shows up at the room. And she's like, I'm wearing the outfit, and it's clearly too small for her because she was younger in the movie. And I'm like, Oh god, this is really uncomfortable for me.
I'm glad honestly, that in the first though, few episodes here, we didn't get into the main character's little sister being involved in the harem. I was like, no, please.
I was so
please.
Scared when they time jump and she suddenly gets a sluttier outfit.
Right, because it was after that chick attacked him on the street, Parallel Paradise style, and I'm like, oh god, no.
Mega Man X boss starting
you
noises.
You just hear the sound
warning.
Of a brake pedal hitting the ground, but nothing happening.
Bob,
what's up?
Who's behind this?
Oh, like the people who worked on this show?
Who's responsible for this?
Sure. Well, the original creators are Link, who wrote the story. I guess that's an alias. This is the only thing they've ever done.
Yeah.
And Kotaro Shono, who does the artwork for the manga. Also the only thing they've ever done.
Okay.
And then the show itself is directed by Yu Nobuta. Mm-hmm. Nobuta. Mm-hmm. Yeah, who did High School Fleet and Kuma 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 Bear. Those are the only two directing
credits
I could find, yeah. Right? Isn't that like just a weird slice of life? Super, like...
It's a super cozy isekai fantasy thing where like stuff happens, kind of.
Yeah, and then the two production studios also just did a bunch of like really cozy animes, like... Miss Kozumi loves ramen noodles, and Miss Vampire who lives in my neighborhood. Which is, that's Studio Axiv. It's AXSIZ and Studio Gokumi, who did A-Channel, Yuki Yuna as a Hero, and Pandora in the Crimson Shell, Ghost Urn, which...
Excuse
for people
me?
Who don't know, that's done by Koshi Rikdo and Shiro Masamune.
What?
Oh.
Yeah. What?
The
what
manga is,
that,
is.
What is that team up?
It's
Jesus. What?
Yeah, and it's Koshi Rikdo drawing and Shiro Masamune with the story,
for anyone
which
who
not really a combo you want.
For anyone who doesn't know, Koshi Rikdo is the mangaka of Excel Saga.
Yeah, I remember being kind of hyped for this, and then it was kind of bad.
I mean, yeah.
But yeah, all those were just sort of like random slice of life shows that didn't look great, but were by no means trash like this. God,
the intro looked really bad.
I'm just sitting here like, who is this series for?
People that like bad anime.
I can't wrap my head around it, because, like, not to be vulgar, not to be crude, but, like, this made my dick sad.
Put that on especially the back of the
episode, especially episode 3, which starts with, like the first half of the episode is, like, really aggressive, serious, like, school abuse of bullies abusing a character. And I'm like, why is this in your, like... Who is this series? Why are you trying to be grim and edgy and also a fan service harem thing that doesn't
work.
Feel, you don't understand. That's a new genre. I mean, there's a reason they play horror music as they introduce you have to have sex with these women. And it's like grunge
metal. I've never seen a genre I wanted to set on fire.
This is pornography for people who hate all humans, including themselves.
And especially themselves. Yeah, no, that third episode.
But especially
and how it,
women.
Extra especially. Yeah, the third episode.
That second half of the third episode about that kid. I would watch an entire series about that kid in a fake high school where he may or may not understand he's one of the last men on Earth and everyone is like pretending to be a regular student, but is seriously super trying to fuck him.
So
here, watch that whole show.
That would have been a show I would watch, yes.
Here's the thing. Is that show better or worse if the audience gets to know the conceit?
I think it's better if we didn't have the intro.
I would really dig that if I knew the conceit of it.
If you just get to draw everyone's face with the same faces, clearly feeling the same way, and it's just like, why do they seem so duty bound?
Yeah,
in my head, you like you see his perspective where he's looking at all these cute girls that look like normal students, and then you see like their actual faces, which are all like cynical and manipulative grinning.
That third episode was just a lot to deal with that first half with the bullying, and then it immediately shifts to, I don't know, he's getting laid, and that one child got murdered by a ball, which is easily the best part of all three episodes.
You know, I could sit here and try to be like, at least he's 18, you know, and consenting and an adult. But then when your piano sensei fucks you and says, this is your reward for surviving the virus. That's when it goes. Maybe numbers really are arbitrary. And I'm not okay with this again.
I felt my brain malfunction when it was like, he goes to the doctor and they're like, you have that condition the main character had. Because my brain forgot that it's only people at this moment in time who had that specific disease who went into cold sleep at that time.
Yes.
Which is truly the dumbest.
You think that anyone considered using the treatment they made for that disease on the man virus?
I'm sorry, Bob. They would have tested that, but the FDA's gone because all the men are gone.
Don't worry, Bob. They made many tests. They're like, why don't you just use my semen? And they're like, no, you have to put your whole dick in. That's the only way.
That plot point that is if artificial insemination just doesn't work is insane.
That's again. If this was like a normal trash series and it's just a contrivance to be like, no, bro, you have to put it in.
Yes.
Fine, but it's like, and people, and there has to be some people who think this is smart, and those people are my mortal enemies. I've never met them, but like. It's like that manga panel where the guy's like, some people see someone and fall in love at first sight. Sometimes I see people and immediately want to fight them to the death.
Now, I just want to point some things out. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I haven't done the most research, and that's not even interesting, so I'm not going to do it. This is, as a manga, is divided into two parts. World's End Harem and World's End Harem : Afterworld. World's End Harem is 12 volumes. Coincidentally, stops running in June of 2020. Wonder why.
It probably just ended. It probably just ended and they started a sequel, because that does happen sometimes.
I mean, if I was 3 months into an actual pandemic, maybe I too would be pumping the brakes on my series.
And yet this got greenlit for a anime series.
And
so.
A second, you know, because the Afterworld part picks up... what is that? 11 months later in May of 2021. And has done two volumes since.
There's a fantasy spinoff?
This is
what?
This is insane.
We have ourselves a franchise built to last.
World's End Harem Fantasia, which is a fantasy spinoff with nothing to do with the original.
Oh my God.
Let's fucking go.
You know, after the first episode, you know, World of Women... Second episode.
We can't contact America anymore because of too many women.
Second episode, two women.
third episode, Third Man, I was really interested in School Secret because it seemed like a literate person named that one.
That almost hooked me where I'm like, I gotta know what the secret of the school is.
It's gonna be him finding out the thing everyone already knows.
Oh my god.
But what if he really likes it and then it becomes even more depraved?
Yeah, I really...
No, it wouldn't be that good.
No,
It wouldn't give me that.
No, he's just going to be super emo and depressive about it, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really not sympathetic to your character who's different from all the other boys and very smart and would be a nicer person on the inside if he wasn't treated like shit. So spending that whole time doing that and then really cherry on topping with the fucking piano sensei fucks you and then says, here's your treat. Here's your reward.
The amount of cruelty that kid gets in that first half of the episode of, I'm going to put out a lit cigarette on you. You caught us trying to have sex behind a bush. We're going to beat the shit out of you and spit on you.
You like this idol, right? Here's a video of her jerk off right now.
Yeah, that was insane.
Yeah.
But then he got to fuck someone in their 30s, so I guess he won, right?
I mean, the guy who bullied him's dead, so.
Yeah. I like how he's like, they're all dead, including the woman who bullied me. I don't really know why.
Yeah, it was
like. I kept
like,
waiting for him to not be. I kept waiting for them to, like, either, like, wheel out his bully in a cryo tube and let him murder him.
Just give him a 9mm.
Or to, like, bring out the chick that was bullying him and be like, here, fuck her.
Yeah, I was waiting for either of those moments, too, because it seems like the only reason you write what they did.
It might happen
in a later episode.
I'm absolutely sure the girl one is going to happen. Like, there's no way they don't do that because this show is super edgy and stupid.
Yes,
I have to ask, just if anybody else even thinks this. That bitch with purple hair is obviously actually the childhood friend and just pretending not to be, right?
No, they showed the childhood friend actually on the street in some other random place. So.
Yeah.
I think she's some kind of weird clone.
Probably. Yeah, she's some sort of weird clone. I mean, with how much she eats and how huge her boobs are.
And she's such a weird
the way they
like she's a microcosm of the whole show where I look at her and I watch her eat 12 plates of food and just be like a little too large as a human. Like she's proportionally
tall.
Too large. Like the slider, you need to take that model down 12%.
Yeah.
I'm like, who is this for? What is this?
I may have been taking it the wrong way when they were talking about how she has utterly failed to get number two to do it, where they're like, we put so much work into her, which implied to me that they are like, we modeled it after your childhood friend to make this work. So that was my general read of why she looks almost exactly the same, except her like eyelashes are white.
Yeah. I would like to thank the World's Harem End fandom for the manga reference image for her, because to me it communicates a little bit of something's off that I feel like doesn't come across in the anime, but maybe that's just me. They're like, is this sexy? And I'm like, no, is she okay? Does she need a ride home?
I'm gonna check right now and see what her identity actually is.
Feel free,
please
not spoilers.
Please don't spoil this.
I mean, it's very important.
Yes,
like I thought this anime was just gonna be like one scene after another of people trying to fuck this witless D-bag. I'm like, okay, so it's not like funny or like actually sexy
or good
right? But like, okay, it's really. It was acceptable to me when it wasn't going to do anything but that. Mm-hmm. But then we have the scene where, like, he finds the smart bracelet in the bear, and she's like, oh, I hope you're reading this. I found out the virus is man-made, and I'm going to go Uncle Chuck it in the scrapyard, and you'll never see me again. I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no, this anime is going to have a plot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was the moment I was like, oh, God. It's going to be like the evil lib feminist is going to be the antagonist of the series. I'm going to die.
At the basic premise level, I don't have maximum levels of contempt for the series. I think it's hilariously like outrageous what it's doing. Sometimes not even hilariously. But when it starts to have a plot and it starts to write events,
it really just, its brain doesn't fucking work. And as I'm watching this press conference scene in episode two, I was like, I would simply explain to them that owning black people is wrong, and that's how I would end slavery, choosing to focus on the cure here. It's like, what? That's not how the world works. What do you?
Yeah, it, like, I could get behind the main character if it was like, okay, I all I care about is my childhood friend, so I'm going to escape and like pretend to be a woman and try and find her.
Yeah,
but instead, it's this insane plan of I'm going to focus on making a cure. It's like, what?
I'm smarter than every woman on earth, and I'm gonna do it in 1 month.
Yeah, just, he does say only need 1 month. Good lord.
There's okay, so I have never in my life wanted to see the rips of a Blu-ray of an anime more. I want to see, because like this series on Crunchyroll is like, it's not only censored.
Yeah.
It's not only censored weirdly. It's over censored.
Yes. Oh yeah. A lot
like,
of
like they censor every panty shot in this anime. I'm like, what the, what did they draw?
No, one time they crouch very quickly and they censor 6 frames.
This is something I see happen to shows that often aren't that risque, but they like we're talking about, they want the Blu-ray sales.
They're betting it all.
So every single thing is censored, even something that normally wouldn't in any anime.
But real this weird. This airs uncensored on another channel.
Yeah, that happens sometimes.
Crunchyroll just didn't get the uncensored version because like, I guess they're trying to pretend.
And they don't like blur it or like put like a black blob over it. It looks like somebody like knelt down a missing no in front of this series and put a shotgun to the back of its head.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a bunch of blocky black sensor like splotches.
This is honestly to the point where I'm sure this is one of the series that doesn't even show nipples.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Did you
watch? They do.
Did you watch uncensored?
Are they weird?
Yeah.
are they weird?
I can't tell you specifically because by the time it started happening, I was already angry.
I couldn't see anything over the red.
You know, it was bad enough when it's like, oh no, Shota. Wait, is that really his name? It's only now that I say it out loud that I'm like, wait, that can't be right. That's wrong. Please, no, his name really is Shota. Anyways.
No, that's really common to give, like, the manlet dweeb character that name, yeah.
So they're like, Shota, you're hurt. Let me show you a trick for making that feel better. And then she licks the wound, and I'm like, what the fuck is wrong? And she's like, oh, I hurt my boobs. And I'm like, this anime.
Yeah, it's...
Every now and then when I'm watching something and I need to distract myself, I'll ask myself the question, who do you think in this cast of characters gets paid the most? And I'm looking around at like, I'm not quite sure who these attendants, like they seem to report to the shadowy organization of women in nondescript military-esque uniforms.
Feminist Sele.
Yeah, there's some kind of government agent with a very specific role, and I've got to think that the red-haired chick who does handling for number one has the sweetest gig on the planet. They're like, we're gonna wake up this dude, bro. We need you to get him to fuck all day. And she's like, done. Write the check.
It's like here's your new job. You have to get this dog to eat and sleep.
This sounds impossible.
which is why weird purple hair chick spends all of episode one crying, because she's like, why? Why won't you just do this?
why did I get the defective dog?
I think episode three is interesting. Because it does go along with the scenario of what if we keep waking up these dudes and they're going to be like number two, in the bizarre length the government goes to give them a harem situation they will accept.
That was great.
If we just saw a series of like, yeah, there's like 12 different guys and we have to figure
that
out
would be,
like
that would be joyous. That would have love in its heart and not be something written by a criminal.
Yeah,
I really thought Three's handler was going to explain that. Like, no, this kid has some serious emotional issues and he is not going to deal with this well if we just push this on him.
Yeah, I was sitting there and I was thinking, yeah, I wish we got to watch more episodes because we're recording this at a 3 episodes in. And I do wonder if it's like 2 episodes, every 2 episodes, we get a new intro to a new harem anime. And you know, the last one, they saved the best for last. It's just the first guy, number one.
God, that would be so good.
One of these guys, I'm really hoping, is going to be gay.
You know, there was that line where they're like, we know he isn't, what was the term they used? They used a term for like flaccid, basically. Like, we know,
impotent?
Yeah, he, we know he isn't impotent or a homosexual. And I'm like, is this based on a bio or yeah, like did you genetically somehow divine this?
Right.
How do you fucking know that?
Did you test his blood type and that told you?
Like, I don't understand.
I assume they're just like, well, he was really into this chick, so he's probably not gay, and he did get it up this time and this time during the medical exam.
That line made me crack up because I'm just like, I'm glad we couldn't solve the virus, but we've divined other methods of figuring stuff out, I suppose.
That's grouped in the same way as them saying, are you sure you can't just take my semen? Are you sure you just can't do that?
It's I'm like, this is a very different anime of just a bunch of guys jacking off.
The problem in the future is that no woman actually wants to have sex with any man.
that's why this gave me, like, between the writing and everything else and how what you said is a hilarious satire of like, no, this is the harem anime where literally no woman on earth, you're the only man on earth and no one wants to fuck you, right? That's funny and I would watch that, but this literally just, what if we took residual misogyny from like early sci-fi cinema and just piled it up into this insane world building where it's like, so you know all the women are dirty now because men are gone and nobody fixed any of the machines because men are gone.
I can't hit.
The world's dirty because no men were there to tell them to clean it.
You see, I can't handle this, Dan, where they're like, this world exists in a future where self-driving cars, no one cooks, because they do a plot point later where they're like, this number one told women to cook because the food's better.
He woke up and showed us the lot.
We live in this future, all the men die, everything's bad, most of our technology is gone, women are constantly in poverty, so you need to fuck them so that they'll have the immune babies, and then they will become successful.
Yeah, it's like
they can get a high-rise apartment now.
I mean, if you crank this to 11, it would come off as the most insane thing and funny in its own way, where it's just like, they wake Reito up, and it's like, you can't go out there, Reito. All the women, they asses be dirty. Like, you can't... You don't understand. All the men disappeared and they stopped washing.
Those like, girls do not stink good.
They stink bad, actually. Yes. But no, it's just insane. As I said, it just seems like congealed layers of misogyny.
It's misogynistic, but doesn't know it is at all.
At no point. That part where he leaves the car and then just gets trapped by a bunch of poor women in the slums, and one of them starts going in with the intent to do something and gets tased.
Yeah. Well, she's feral, obviously.
Also that one part where they just get attacked by a random bear.
That was really funny that a bear gets into the fucking facility, and I'm like,
Look, the facility was holding the bear because this is like a weird wildlife preservation zone that they just left bears out in at random, I guess.
For funsies.
Look, it was in a cage, and they forgot to lock the bear cage, and she apologized for it, so maybe get off her back.
They're just trying to prepare everything they might need to get one of these guys to fuck, and if one of them needs a bear to watch.
No, like, some girl's going to come in with that bear on a leash, like, it's me or the bear, dude.
God, I don't
think we are ever going to achieve this again. Anything more extreme and abstracted than this, of like, usually a harem protag or an isekai harem protag, they show up in a place and suddenly there's a bunch of women around who are now sexually or romantically interested in him, and hijinks ensue. In this one, he wakes up in an apocalypse and the entire population of the planet is screaming, please, please fuck us to save our lives. And he says, no. My vague moral high ground is so much more important than this.
It's like, I can...
Yeah, it's real
bad. I would
be
fine. Like, obviously he can have issues with his circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like the fluoride stare of an anime protagonist. Where it's like, there's nothing there. He's just hollow.
Yeah, he's even less than, Kirito. It's really
there's
bad.
There's no humanity to this character.
Just wait, he'll have so much character when he, an 18-year-old med student, cures the virus.
Oh my god, I swear to god, if this kid cures the virus,
I'm excited.
I'm gonna fucking shit.
I'm excited.
I'm gonna
to
shit
see
my eyeballs.
I'm excited to see the series develop, aggro.
Aggro, I'm honestly surprised you found this. Like, this is impressive. I thought this was a kind of lame season of anime in general. That you managed to find a turd this big? I thought everything was just neutral this time.
You know what's fucked up, Bob?
What's up?
Crunchyroll put this shit in my recommended for
it.
You.
Yeah! Oh, no!
That should be considered slander.
Yeah, it should. What in the world?
I am offended.
That's the personal affront of, like, Target sends a baby flyer to a teenager who's pregnant.
Oh.
Sort of shit, but for you and your taste.
Like, I'm over here clicking that bubble. I'm in this photo, and I mean, yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, this is really something. I headed into this expecting, obviously, it has harem in the title. It's not going to be highbrow. Maybe there'll be some fun hijinks. Maybe there'll be some neat shots or some funny world building. But no, it's misogyny all the way down.
Yeah, it's hypercell serious misogyny too.
Yes. Well, of course, yeah. if it didn't take itself seriously, you wouldn't be sold that it 100% thinks everything it's saying makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense and is actually really deep and real.
Let me put it this way. Dick Masterson, misogynist as a job, is not as misogynist as this anime. If his character rolled out and went, all the technology's gone because nothing but women are left. It would seem like satire and a joke, right?
Could you imagine devices and programs dematerialize when men are gone?
Man 4 gets awakened and it's Dick Masterson.
He comes out of the pod with the mustache and aviators. Yes!
He just becomes this Fist to the North Star warlord over part of Japan.
Yeah, if the series was willing to have fun at all, then I could accept it. But it doesn't want to do that.
He's
for
like,
a second.
I'm sorry, I can't get hard unless everything looks like a Norman Rockwell painting in how white it is. I'm just going to need every woman to wear a gown and an apron as they serve me my dinner.
God.
I think the only person in this anime, I mean, aside from Guy 1, who's actually having any fun is Guy 3's handler.
Yes.
Like when they're out on the track field and she's like pointing out, like, check out this like early 2000s harem lineup I got for you. Yeah. I got the rich chick with the pretty big boobs. I got the really tall, straight, dark haired chick with the giant boobs. You got your angry loli over there. I got this one over here. I got
jump scared by how short that fucking loli was. I was like, yeah, they're probably short. Oh, wait, are characters short? So for them to be short, they're like...
2 feet tall.
It's okay. She's dead now.
Fair. You can't joke about KZ. This is a show that's so serious that could be true.
I know. That's my hope. They're like, the school secret is they put her in a dumpster.
They like try to guilt the character, like, you didn't even notice she died. Like, you never gave her a second look. And he's like, yeah, I don't want to fuck a 13-year-old.
Okay, that absolutely checks out. I like the handler scene where she's reporting on stuff while doing naked stretches like it's the start of Die Hard 2.
Yeah, I remember when I said that. Yeah, her doing the stretches on the bed naked just made me think of Die Hard 2. Because it's the only fucking thing I know of where it's like, we're going to have the very serious, like, here's, because that scene, important to note, that scene is serious plot stuff.
It is.
But she's doing the nude stretches on the bed. Just like the opening of Die Hard 2, where it's like, why is this man nude and doing, like, Tai Chi in his bedroom?
Yeah, that was the moment that I'm like, oh, man, Die Hard 2 might rule. And turns out, no, it was a really bad movie.
It was a little bit of an upset there. Yeah, see, by the time we hit this
part... Turns out
there's
a reason nobody ever talks about it.
Yeah. Yeah, true. By the time we hit this part in World's End Harem, we knew.
It was long past salvation.
She's like, I can't be upstaged by these other two. It's like, well, you haven't been upstaged by one of them because they've done nothing except dox themselves.
You know, we made the fucking joke just now, but I was going to say before we made that fucking joke that I'm mortified what's up with Guy 4 and Guy 5. They might be the most fucked up people on Earth.
Yeah, I know. I am so morbidly curious.
Mm-hmm. Who knows? Like, I when I watched this the first time, I checked out halfway through episode 2.
Uh-huh.
Because of episode 3, I'm gonna watch episode 4.
Wow. But yeah, no, this is seriously a show where I thought the first episode was double length because it just felt like nothing was happening. It was all really bad.
It turns out, no, not at all.
Yeah, no, I would genuinely have dropped this before finishing episode 1. I usually don't let that happen.
You know, I will say this. This went by a lot faster than our sessions of Bleach 2.
Well, it was shorter.
It was shorter.
Significantly so.
Yeah, no, I'm like, I think I could have downed 5 episodes of Bleach more easily than this.
I went per episode. I'm like, there's so much happening.
This was worse than episodes 83 to 88 of Bleach.
And people are like, wait, which are, oh no.
Yeah.
That's the ones where nothing happened at all.
And here's the thing, right? If this was a show that went on for hundreds of episodes, I would absolutely claw my way out of this house to not have to review 5 episodes of that a month.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a few shows that would never go back to, but this is one.
Put me in the earth. Like, fuck
it. No, because my brain can't handle, Dan. Here we are in the first filler arc of World End's Harem.
As you can see, he still has his dick stuck in a birdhouse.
Again, that'd be too much levity for the show.
That's true.
But I also imagine because it's a filler arc, it's worse animated. I went, excuse me?
His dick came down with dick sclerosis.
Oh,
so
man.
Now he needs to cure that, too.
5 more years. Okay.
Go back in the chamber.
I'm surrounded by MILFs now.
This is fucking insane.
This was your real goal,
wasn't
it? Could
you imagine?
No, definitely not.
There's like, one of the guys is like, everyone's too young. Put me back in the chamber. I'll come back with everyone's in their 40s.
It's like, we can just get older women. Nothing's happened.
No. I want you.
Yeah, I need these women, but older. Put me back. You know, we've watched a lot of contemporary anime at the time of their review on Weeaboots.
Mm-hmm.
This is definitely one of the worst, which is kind of shocking. It's ranking. I'm not going to say it's the worst. That would be bold and presumptuous.
Yeah, I'd have to go back and see what we've done. But right now I can be like, yeah, this is definitely up there.
Yeah. I'm going to say this probably places in the 5 worst things, probably.
This might be the worst. I need to double check. But yeah, it might be.
Yeah, I don't
remember anything else you ever reviewed that was like, it's hyper-misogynistic and hyper-serious. The next thing I think of is a Kamiga Kill, and like, well, that was hyper-serious and bad, but it wasn't hyper-misogynistic.
That was hyper-serious and edgy, and as opposed to laser focused on being like, oh, fucking women.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I just realized I would rate this in between the two FLCL sequels. Oof. I would rather watch this than one of those.
Which one of those?
I don't remember which one is called what.
Which one? The pointy FLCL remake or the round FLCL remake?
Oddly enough, I think that works. So the pointy one is worse.
Okay, there we go. Perfect.
I mean, I knew what the answer was going to be, but I still wanted you to say it.
Yeah, I wish I had something more important to say here other than it was really, like, funny watching the outro be as cheap as I assumed it was when they used the intro as an outro.
They used the intro as an outro twice, which blew my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's the start of a new anime.
Because they know that outro is bad.
Yeah, that like, outro just isn't done.
That intro is also pretty bad when they do the cut of the main character running horizontally. And then at the top, they put bad silhouettes of women.
Yeah, they put the Elite Four shadow silhouettes.
That one, the Heavenly Queen woman rotating. It's just weird.
Yeah, that shot's really rough.
Yeah, but that's it. That's all I gotta say. Okay. You know, does anyone else have any anecdotes before we wrap?
There was that one moment of animation that was stunningly bad when the pianist sensei. Moves her arm across the screen, like, touch the main character.
Yeah,
but it just looks incredibly bad. Like, what happened?
I need a GIF of that.
It's when Shota goes to visit her in her room at 9 p.m. Because anything could happen.
Anything.
And she gestures with her hand cupped towards the heavens out in front of her and rotates her shoulder and arm to the right. And for some reason, it just, she had a noodle arm that was like a foot long, maybe. It was weird. It was a weird animation. It really stood out. It's definitely the most outstandingly bad animation in this.
Yeah, the rest of it's really just plain.
Yeah.
Like
it's fine. Sometimes they draw the main character where it looks like his face is a piece of paper with his face drawn on it, slapped on the front of his head. But
yeah. That sounds accurate for this main character.
Yeah, it does. That's what that guy looks like.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm doing this.
That would be so good. He's as it turns out, he's never turned his head away from the perspective. And as the series goes on, he slowly does that more and more, and you realize he's not a human.
The real reason.
Yeah, it's the real reason for the immunity.
Yep. They're like, we made our first homunculus, but he's just so fucking bland.
God, there's supposed to be some sort of reveal when it's like, yeah, it was a man-made virus. It's like, yeah, it's a virus that only targeted one gender and spread immediately and killed immediately. Like a 3-day kill time. Jesus.
Look, Bob, this is based on really, like, real life viruses that make your dick explode, okay? So I need you to tone it down.
We had a sudden and violent Candiru outbreak.
Dan, do you know the fox eye is man-made?
Man-made? yeah, let's go ahead and wrap with recommendations. I don't recommend this, Bob.
No, of course not.
AC?
I don't. I'll keep watching it, though.
Feel?
No, it's garbage.
Dr. Agro?
I was half kidding when I recommended we watch it, and for that, I apologize.
But no one checked you on it until we were like 12 hours out, and then we had to watch it.
I was like,
boot up the commercial app, choose anything else this season, you'll have a better time.
Oh, yeah.
Anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't doubt that for a second. Fuck, man, did you know you could just watch Space Brothers?
Yeah, you can go back. There's tons of great shows.
It's true. You can just watch that.
There's 40 plus years of good anime to watch. Why are you watching this?
I don't.
What a good way for us to celebrate finishing Game of the Year.
I figured, yeah, sure. Weeaboot's been a while. We could slum it up with whatever slop they're serving. I didn't realize how sloppy that slop was. That completely escaped me.
Oh, man.
If you'd like to support podcasts like these, then consider becoming a podlord over on patreon.com/gppodcast.